Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first
welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Paul Casey, the author of Is Self-Employment for You, the CEO of Casey Communications. Paul, thanks again for hanging out with us. You've been thinking a lot about lately what you call the five myths of entrepreneurship. Tell us about the first one.
Yeah, Jim, I could run through them, and then if you want to go back and say, talk more about this one. How about
yeah,
that? Or do you
fine.
Want
go
me
ahead.
To start chronologically? Up to you.
Cool. Go ahead. No, that's fine. Go ahead.
All right. One is follow your passion and the money will follow. I consider that a myth. Number two, entrepreneurs are huge risk takers. Number three, keep an eye on your competition. Competition is your enemy. Number four, businesses fail because they are undercapitalized. They don't have enough money. And then the final one is businesses have to expand all the time to stay vital, to stay profitable.
We hear about following your passion all the time. I heard it yesterday. Somebody said something about, your passion, et cetera, et cetera. Why is that a myth?
Because I believe it's actually the number one myth, and that's why I had it first, because I think it's totally false and that people get off to a bad start if they actually believe that. I love golf, but I should not become a golf pro. That's my passion. I would starve to death. Break it down. Follow your passion. It's a great thing, and the money will follow. You have to figure out, are you going into business, or is this a hobby? I think a lot of people confuse that. You talked with
right.
your last person
now you're not,
on
now you're
the
not
program.
You're not saying... You don't have to love what you do. You're not saying that. You're trying to take the starry eyes off of this, aren't you?
Yes, and the thing is that I think one of the things when it says follow your passion, it's a very narcissistic thing to start a business, say it's your passion. No, what you want to do is figure out your customer passion. What do they need? Okay? And I think first thing you want to do is two things. You want to find a niche, and you want to solve someone's problem. Real entrepreneurs, I believe, who are in business for a long time, do that all the time. They're always thinking about opportunities that there's a market for. It's not about, again, them. It's about their customer. So my belief is, and I hear it almost every single day myself about that myth, and I think, again, if you're really going to succeed over the long run, your mindset is such that you're always focusing on your customer and what they need rather than
but
your
getting
needs
started,
per se.
But what you start off, what you start out with, what you're the beginning, it is important to start out doing something that you have some acumen for, some experience, some interest in, right?
Yes,
I mean, you're not saying that. You got to have that.
Absolutely. Core competency is important.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
all
I
right.
mean, you go into
let's,
something
let's
you're
talk about. Let's move over to another one. Talk about the risk-taking part of this.
Yeah, that's another thing. And I look at people around that if you're, again, wanting to become an entrepreneur, that once you begin, it's that you're taking a calculated risk per se. Life is a calculated risk. So to say that people just throw money down on a craps table and see if it works out. A lot of people do that, but they're not around for very long. But people who are entrepreneurs, the ones who really want to do it, they won't borrow more than they can afford to borrow. They'll maybe take a second mortgage out on the house if they can for X amount of dollars, not a large amount, and they'll say to themselves, I'm going to borrow these funds, but if it doesn't work out, I'm not going to bankrupt myself or be a huge risk taker per se. They're very calculated, like my experience, and I've seen other people. Mm-hmm. We don't get our overhead way high. We don't get out of things out of control. We give it a
length
of time.
The ones that do don't wind up not making it because there are always surprises. There are always things you didn't plan for. You know, the thing about, when I think about risk taking for entrepreneurs, I think about it as a range, a spectrum. And on the one side is the leading edge, and the other side is foolhardy. And the people who succeed operate somewhere in the middle of those two.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
From taking a leap on something and going too far with it to doing something that was not properly thought out, not properly researched, and somewhere in the middle, and in any particular endeavor, you're going to be up and down in that scale, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one of the things about risk taking when I started 25 years ago, we talked about, is that a lot of people thought I was that, and I never looked at myself that way. I thought the big risk in life was working for someone else and having them control what you
exactly.
do and when you go on vacation. That's the risk to me.
Right. Quickly, let's talk about fearing competitors.
Yeah, I just admit that competitors are your best friends. I mean, number one, they give you something to look at and shoot at. The other thing is that they've informed your potential customer base about what you're offering. Like, you have a radio show, Jim, very good one. You've been doing it for a long time. Now, if radio didn't exist and there wasn't any type of talk radio shows existing before that, you would have had a much harder time going to potential advertisers and saying, gosh, I would like to have you advertise in this show because it aims towards business. But
right.
people appreciated what you were doing because of all the people that have come before you and the fact that radio is a good form.
It's a good example. It's one of the reasons why when you see one furniture store, you often see two or three in a row, and they all are doing really good. Competition is what makes the world go around, folks. Quick break, right back with our good friend Paul Casey. Got a couple of more myths of entrepreneurship after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.